Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to Full Time Hustle Podcast today. I'm really excited about today's episode. We are talking about 5 practical and free ways to grow your business. This is something that I love so much because, I mean, hey, anytime I can do something for free to grow my business, I'm all about that. So I hope you enjoy. Listen in.
You're listening to the Full Time Hustle Podcast, an audio resource about life and business. Geared towards the creative entrepreneur, Full Time Hustle is all about sharing time-tested methods and tips about everything small business related. From sales and marketing, all the way to accounting and client interaction, Full Time Hustle covers everything you want to know about how to get things done. Turn your side hustle into a full-time hustle. For more resources, visit us online at fulltimehustle.net. Today's episode is brought to you in part by 17 Hats. 17 Hats is the premier online-based small business management software that does everything from invoicing to books to even keeping track of your contracts. Do what you do best and let 17 Hats do the rest. To get 10% off your first subscription, visit 17hats.com/card/full-time-hustle. That's 17hats.com/card/full-time-hustle for a free 17-day trial and 10% off your first subscription. Or simply apply the coupon full-time-hustle in your account settings. Thank you for listening and we hope you enjoy the show. Well, welcome back to another episode of Full Time Hustle. And I got to tell you, this has really been awesome for me to be able to sit here and discuss these topics every week with my wife.
Hi.
This has been fun. You having a good day?
It has been. It has been. I enjoy doing this podcast with you.
It's a good time. Well, so here's the thing. We are, all the things we've talked about so far really have been pretty easy, straightforward type things to grow your business. Really nothing that we've talked about somebody would go out and spend a lot of money on. These are just easy disciplines and things that you can do to invest in yourself. And we're talking about today, we're talking about 5 ways to grow your business. And these are 5 easy, free, practical ways to get going immediately right where you're at.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I see a lot with new business owners or even people, you know, 5 years in, sometimes they want to grow so much. They want to grow their business and they want it so bad that they will take advice from anybody. And sometimes it is, honestly, sometimes it's just bad advice because
agreed.
What works for one person does not work for every single person. And what works for one kind of business doesn't always work for another kind, you know?
Like, and I remember when we were starting out and we had just added video. And I was thinking, I have to have this camera, this device, this microphone, this recorder, whatever. The list just goes on and on. You can always have something nicer. You can always have something better. But the truth is, you can really get a lot done with what you have.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
And as a good wife, I totally debunked that myth for you.
It's true.
Well, and what we ended up doing in that situation is I had you write down a list of everything you wanted. Mm-hmm. And then I had you kind of divide it between things that, like, you could not do another wedding video without these things versus the things that you really, really, really wanted because they were really basic needs for the business.
Absolutely.
And then what you wanted kind of like long term, you know, like the things that were a little bit crazy, you know, the items that were like $30,000, you know, and mm-hmm. things like that. And so, you know, all of the like immediate needs, I was like, sure, we can get this $5 thing. We can get this $100 thing, you know, and then the bigger needs we added on throughout the year.
And this is not specific to an industry. It really isn't. This applies to really just about anybody where you're at in your business right now. So you could be starting out. You could have been in business for 2 to 5 years, or you could be a veteran entrepreneur, veteran business owner. And these are 5 easy, free, practical ways to grow your business. Let's just jump right in.
Well, one more thing real quick.
Okay.
On those that have been in business for 5+ years, sometimes we forget about these things and it's important to revisit them because
yep.
we forget that, oh yeah, there are easy things that I don't have to pay for my business that I can market it and things like that. And I just think that's so important because, you know, we're always looking at increasing the bottom line, you know, and so sometimes it means bringing in more business. Sometimes it means less outgo, you know, less expenses and things like that. And
in a lot of cases, just going right back to the basics, honestly.
Exactly. So speaking of which, number one is just to make a plan. I love to plan.
I know.
I make Josh write everything down a lot of times on paper, which he loathes writing things on paper. He likes the computer. But, you know, my thing is, even if you have to change a plan a week later, at least you have a plan to change. You have said, I'm going to do this. And you can change it as often as you want. But that way, on those days when, I mean, entrepreneurs, sometimes we are just tired. And when, you know, I look at like 10 years from now and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm still going to have to work then too. And it's just exhausting sometimes. And so those days when inspiration runs dry, but you have 3 hours that you set aside to work or something crazy like that, then you need to be able to do something. And so that plan comes into play, especially, it's especially important then, because that plan allows you to know what you need to do that day, even when you just don't feel like doing it.
So for all the dreamers and all the idealists and the artists, you know, who are like, I have to have inspiration. I have to have this. This kind of debunks that altogether. Yeah,
exactly.
Are you looking at me like that? Because I've been guilty of that. I've never said that.
I hate to throw stones.
Okay, I have. I've said that. Can I take this next one?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
So here's our second point. It's this. It's put yourself out there. Put yourself out there. In every way, entrepreneurship means putting yourself out there. You're going to have to make sales to survive and grow your business. And that unfortunately involves a good deal of rejection. And expect that there's going to be lots of rejection because you choose to put yourself out there anyways. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the best things that we've done for our business is to be active in our community. And We both have had jobs in the past where we had to do door-to-door sales, business-to-business, and actually door-to-door residential as well. And
just to clarify, we're not talking about like someone has called and said, I need to see a salesperson. I need a representative. No, no, no. We are literally walking up to the door, knocking on it, and just straight, hey, I'm Josh.
Yeah, and that was my biggest fear. And I think it was so good for me to have that job for a lot of reasons. There was a lot of training and things like that. But I think one of the best things is I just had to do something that I was uncomfortable with 30 times a day. And that just pushed me to put myself out there. Because guess what? I'm still alive. And I grew and learned a ton from it. And I made a living at it while I was doing it. And so...
And just let me... I'm going to throw a total curveball.
Yeah, you're fine.
Do you remember the first business that you ever pitched? Or like...
Not the first one I ever pitched. I remember the first sale I made.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And, I mean, was it, like, super smooth, or did you just kind of, like, trip your way through it? And, like, thank God they bought something so you could leave, or, I mean, what was it like?
Well, it was...
Because I think people want to know. I think people, like, want to, like, if they're, so okay, if I put myself out there, what's going to happen? I can tell you won't die.
It was so weird. Well, it was a pine straw company, and I didn't know what pine straw was. It's like mulch.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. So it was a trailer was their business office, and it was just like one guy in there. Everyone else was like outside working, and I walk in and like I'm pitching him and I'm like telling him we were selling office supplies, and he was like, well, I need toner. And I was like, toner is super expensive. And it was like a $750 sale. And I was like, I have toner.
That's so funny.
It was kind of a lucky sale, but it was very funny. But it helped me see that like sometimes you just get lucky, because if you just do this enough, if you do different things enough, if you put yourself out there enough, then it there are rewards.
Right. And you do get lucky, but at the same time, if you would have never put yourself out there, if you would have never walked in that business, you would have never put yourself in the position to have gotten lucky. As weird as that sounds.
Exactly.
So,
I would say though, like practically speaking, because obviously most people listening to this are not, you know, knocking on random doors, sure, trying to make sales. For us, it's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to be very active in our community. One, because we love where we live.
Yep.
And also we just love hanging out with people. So we use that to our advantage as well, because we know that like, this isn't why we do it, but in the back of our mind, we're kind of thinking like, hey, the more people that I hang out with, the more people remember me, remember that we have a business. I don't have to tell them, oh yeah, I own a business. I'm a photographer all the time, because they just know, because we're actually truly friends with a ton of people in our community. And so, you know, all these people, they're not getting married, and they don't have kids getting married all the time, but they meet people who are getting married, or they have, you know, connections on social media. And it's just those, it's a very organic reach, honestly.
And this is through our church. This is through, you know, different organizations that we're involved with. This is trivia. We go to trivia.
Yes. We don't get to go as much because
life. Yeah.
But
it is what it is.
But we go every time we get a chance, because it's a lot of fun. The trivia at one of our local restaurants.
I was trying to look up a quote just now, if you hear computer keys clicking, but I'm in a networking group, and this is sort of a new thing for me, but I love what they say in there. There's this one thing, and it just totally relates to what you just said. They say that it's less about investment, and it's more about farming. And what they mean, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and we'll include that quote in the show notes.
Yeah, it really is about just a continual, you know, take and give with other people, and just sort of looking out for each other. And that really only comes after relationships have been built and that trust has been established.
Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of people, like, we're oversharers.
Sure.
But a lot of people, they aren't that way, and they don't like to put themselves out there. And so one of just an action step I want to take from this episode is make a list of four things that you don't mind sharing, and then make a point to share those. And so, you know, like, okay, if there's certain things, if you don't want to share much about your kids, that's fine. But find something that you don't mind sharing, and make a point to use that as conversation points at times. Or when you're on social media, you know, like Instagram, people love personal things. They're not always wanting, you know, just the sale, or on ours, they don't want wedding photos all the time or anything like that. They want to see who we are and our family and things like that. And so there's just certain things that I'm okay with sharing, and we make a point to actually share those. So
absolutely. And let me just correct myself. So it's less about hunting and more about farming, which makes investing, hunting, whatever. It's just,
there you go.
But seriously,
you're not hunting for a kill. You're not hunting for a sale. You're growing a community. And I know that phrase is so overused these days, but it really is a true, like, if you think of it in like a farming aspect, you know, like, it's not a quick fix.
Yeah.
It's a slow grow.
And let me just put a quick little plug in here for all the network marketers who are listening, because I know that network marketing, if you do it right, it is and should be treated as a business. And a lot of these people that do it have a very entrepreneurial mindset. But here's the thing. You really need to focus on relationships. I think the number one way that people get burnt out doing any sort of network marketing, I don't care if it's Avon or Mary Kay or LuLaRoe or Isagenics, or I don't care. Like, you have got to make relationships, because if you don't, the first thing people will do when they see you coming is avoid you, because they don't want to hear about your products. If that's all you talk about all the time is your product and your business, you will annoy people to death. And those relationships are even more important, I think, a lot of times in those scenarios.
And that is true of every business. I feel like in network marketing, a lot of people are more scared of that. Like, they don't want to ward off, you know, they don't want to scare off their friends and things like that. And I think a good rule of thumb is you want people, the first thing they think of when they think of you is not necessarily to be your business.
Right.
They know you have a business, and, you know, it's totally fine to talk about it and share about it and stuff like that. But if the only thing you're ever sharing is your business, and if that is the, you know, if someone can't have a conversation with you without you bringing up your business, then that's probably too much.
Yeah. And honestly, that gets us right into our next point.
Yes. Be positive. I love positivity.
I feel like I need to play a theme song right now.
Well, I feel like it's in every episode, but it is so true. It's easy to be real and talk about the struggles, but think about how that comes off to your potential clients and even to your friends. So there is a time for struggle. And I want to pause for a second. I am not talking about like major life situations here. Like, bad things happen.
Absolutely.
You know, family members pass away. There are miscarriages. There are major accidents. And that is not at all what I'm talking about. Like, if there's a major struggle in your life, yes, like, that's why we have this community to reach out and to help us through these hard times. I'm talking more about like, I got a flat tire and I'm out of cereal today. And oh man, I wore mismatched socks. I don't know. That's a bad example.
The worst one, here's what drives me crazy is when people are like, I got a case of the Mondays. I think people just say that because they don't know what else to say. Like it's just
they do. Yeah. And
like
people,
their default for like, how can I get in this conversation is I'm going to complain about something. I have no idea why.
Yeah. Well, and one of, I do. We also learned this from the job that we worked in Atlanta. People tend to grow friendships over something that they don't like. Like, oh man, look at the weather today. It's so cold. Or like,
yeah, it's cold.
My boss stinks or something like that, you know, and it's like, I think we've all probably been in a grocery store line at some point where like it's a long line and somebody's grumbling about something that you think is a little bit silly to be grumbling about and they want you to be on board. And, you know, they're like, oh, this cashier is so dumb. She can't even ring stuff up. And I'm just like,
oh, it's the weirdest situation. Like yeah, literally when that happens and I get mad for on behalf
for
of that person.
Cashier.
Yeah. And I'm like, my face is turning red. I'm like, oh man, I think a couple of times I've actually been like, you know, she's working hard. She's not.
Yeah.
You know, and try to just, and just trying to turn that around a little bit.
Exactly. And it's, I don't think that the other person grumbling really hates the cashier's guts. I think they just more want to bond or want to talk with somebody else in line. And that's the obvious thing to them.
Sure.
So I think just keeping it positive, what you're sharing, like, especially on your personal page and things like that, like on Facebook or Instagram, or even the first thing when you see somebody, you know, just kind of make sure you keep it positive and at least start out every conversation in a positive way. For example, everybody in the slow months for us, and I'm using quotes around the slow months,
sure,
like January through March, everybody's like, how's business? And the natural thing is to be like, it's pretty slow because we don't have any weddings right now.
Right.
You know, we're very few and, you know, it's, we're shooting less, we're doing less videos. But the thing is, we're doing a ton of work. We're working full time right now. We're just doing all the stuff that we don't have time to do when we're, you
know.
We got
like four weddings in the queue.
Yes.
Yep.
And so, you know, we've had to catch ourselves from being like, ah, business is slow. Business isn't slow. Like, we're just doing different things at this point in time. And so I've really been working on that.
Totally agree.
Myself this year.
And let me just, I think you like hit on this just for a second, but I want to really camp out on this part of the point here. One way that you can be positive is to stay away from hot button issues on social media, especially politics.
Oh, it's so funny to hear you say that, Josh. I'm messing with you.
Do I say stuff like that?
No, but you used to.
I think I can craft things sometimes that aren't necessarily hot button issues.
You're the person that can craft them.
Yeah.
You can change other people's minds.
It's not, I mean, I don't know. I think
if you're
like,
just always on a soapbox, then people tend to tune you out. Even if your points are valid, even if what you're doing is very important, if they don't really know you, then they're not going to listen to what you're shouting from your soapbox.
I think the last thing that I put up that really got a lot of attention and got a lot of people talking was I criticized someone for leaving a shopping cart out at Costco.
Is a negative post.
It is a negative post. Mm-hmm. It is a negative post.
Because you never know what walk of life people are going through.
When they did that a kitty cat dies. Mm. No, they don't. I'm just kidding. But that was like the last, that's not a political thing.
But it's still a negative thing.
It is a negative
thing. You got people rallied together around something negative.
I'm a leader. What can I say?
Moving on. Number four. So I, on the heels of that positivity note, here is one thing you shouldn't do, which is kind of a negative thing. But don't always push your product or service. I said this earlier in the post, like, or in the podcast, the post. I said this earlier in the podcast, you don't want your first interaction with people to be negative or to be always about your business. You know, like,
sure,
it can be. It's not a bad thing. I mean, especially, like, if you own a business, you're passionate about it. Like, you want to share everybody. I mean, when I take new wedding photos, I want to be like, hey, guys, look at these pictures I took because they're amazing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if that is always what you're doing, if that's always the first thing people hear, you know, or, oh, try this new makeup product. Ooh, look at my lips, you know, or real estate, you know, if the only thing you ever do on social media is share pictures of
open houses.
Yeah.
Then, that's like, what we see all the time.
Then people don't, they don't want to, I mean, they can tune that out really easy. Yeah. But if they know who you are, then, I mean, I think it makes all the difference.
Absolutely. And I don't, just to, you know, in the defense of the realtors, because I love realtors, I don't think it's bad to post about open houses. But no. When that is the only thing on your page.
Exactly.
It's just, it can be a little troublesome.
Yeah. And I think you should share about your business, but it shouldn't always be the number one thing that you share. All right. We're here at the last one. And it's an easy one. You need to practice.
Awesome.
So whatever your skill is, you just need to get better at it. You know, it's very easy to skip over that. You know, like once you get the basics down, you're like, all right, I got enough to run a business. And then you just go with it and people are hiring you and you're doing whatever skill you have, whether it's selling something or, you know, a product that you brought to market or for us, you know, we're taking photos, we're doing videos, and it's so easy to just think like, yep, I have arrived. But because you have clients knocking down your door, and you know, I mean, the first time I booked like 20 weddings in a year, and I was like, I've
arrived.
Done it. Yeah, this is the goal.
Sure,
I've hit it. But if you don't continue to learn, then you will be outdated pretty soon.
Absolutely.
No matter what industry it is, you always have to be growing. You always have to be learning.
And let me just say something. I know as business leaders, we're all pursuing excellence, but there was something when I took piano when I was a teenager, something that one of my teachers told me, and oh my gosh, it just completely flipped the paradigm for me in terms of what it means to be to be well-practiced and pursue excellence, and it's this. Practice doesn't make perfect. That's what she said. She said, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And what she meant by that was that if you want to practice something and get better at it, you have to practice it the right way. If you constantly practice the wrong thing, if you build bad habits, that can be really hard to come back from. And so you really do need to practice whatever it is that you do to the best of your ability.
Yep.
Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book about this few years back. It's called The Outliers. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but it essentially kind of makes the assertion that if you want to get good at something, there's a certain amount of time that experts have put in that have allowed them to get, you know, where they are. And he does all these studies on people like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, and talks about, I know those are sports, you know, guys, but he just talks about all the stuff that goes into what makes them great at what they do. And there's definitely a lot of like business leaders and entrepreneurs and stuff like that in the book too. But it's just a great perspective to make yourself aware of when it comes to how good you are at your craft and what it is you're pursuing in your time professionally.
That's awesome. And we'll put that in the show notes as well.
That's great. Well, I think this about wraps us up for today. And I just want to say that Susan and I mean, we said this at the beginning, but we're being serious. We love talking about this stuff. We love dissecting things about business, whether it's strategy or just habits or disciplines that are necessary for you to be the best you can be. So do me a favor and tell us what you want to hear. If there's a topic that you would like to have us cover, if there's something that you would like to discuss, we might even mention your name. You never know. But I would just love to hear what it is that you feel like is a big deal to you or something that's a big challenge. So join us next week for Full Time Hustle. Be a great time. We'll talk to you then.